Paul, your thoughts on today's display?
I'm disgusted, really, with the performance. You know, we put a team out there today that we felt should have won the game. We didn't look to pass the ball. We didn't look to press and close down like we normally do. And I usually back the players all the way, you know, and come out and defend them. But I'm not going to defend them after that because it was poor.
Is that throughout the side as well today?
Yeah, all the way through. You know, and yes, look, we're missing key players. Everybody knows that, but that's no excuse today. The last thing I said to players before they went out is that, you know, in cup games, it's the team that wants it the most. And the most disappointing thing is they looked as if they wanted it more than us today, and it's something I'll sort out.
There's a strong criticism of a player, isn't it, to say that they didn't want to win the game or didn't put the effort in. Is that what you're saying? They didn't really work hard enough today?
Yeah, I think MD was here. I'm not going to say any different. You know, they worked harder than us and they won the game. And the one thing you have to do in every game is go out there and give everything you've got and then start playing from there. Whether it's because it was Stevenage and they were bottom of League One, maybe that had crept into it a little bit, but we prepared them well. You know, no player in there can say that they've not had a chance with me this year, you know, because we like to think that a majority of them have. But it's something that's going to have to change.
We've seen you take on sides at the top of the Championship this season and more than match them. You seem to raise your game when you play those kind of sides. You play Stevenage bottom of League One. Is that a different mentality that you need to go into these kind of games, do you think?
It seems like it. You should have the same mentality every game you play. And at the minute, we are struggling to keep our standards high, mentally, more than anything else. You know, and people can talk about fitness and about tactics and technique. If you're not mentally strong enough to keep your standards high every week, you're going to struggle. And we've seen that throughout the season, you know, and I think time's come for me to make a few changes.
It's obviously hurt you, hasn't it, this defeat?
Oh, it does. Every defeat hurts me, but I know what the FA Cup means to the fans, to the club and to myself. And to go out the way we have done today has really disappointed me.
And I suppose you've made a few changes as well, players who maybe had a chance to prove a point to you as well. Do you feel like they've blown their opportunity today?
I think every one of them out there today blew their opportunity. You know, in the January transfer window's here. I want to try and bring players in. And, you know, I'll be honest, I've said to the players in there that there's not one of them that can come to me and ask why they're left out of the team now. You know, and if I can make changes, I will.
Was Harry Forrester's display a brief highlight of today?
Yeah, Harry's a good player. We need to try and get games in him as quick as we can because he's the sort of player that can change the game, and he nearly done that for us today.
Comes a few days after such a great performance at Loftus Road as well, doesn't it? Hasn't it? It's Jekyll and Hyde, isn't it? All over the place with Doncaster at the moment.
But it goes back to the mentality, you know, and you go away to QPR and put in probably the best performance we've seen from them, and then we get that today, which is probably the worst.
Speaking of QPR, obviously it came out last night, it was put out there that Richie Wellens is on the verge of signing for them. What do you know about that situation?
I don't know anything, actually. I spoke to Richie this morning and he didn't mention QPR at all to me.
Have you heard about the QPR situation?
I've heard the rumours, but I've not heard anything else. But look, when you've got a good player like Richie out of contract, there's always going to be rumours and clubs wanting to sign him.
Did you have a word with Richie about staying on here then,
yeah,
this morning?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I've said all along I want Richie to stay. He wants to stay, and hopefully we can sort it out.
It's not a done deal then, as far as you're concerned, him to Queen's Park Rangers?
Not as far as I know.
So you're still hopeful that he can sign here?
Yeah, we just hope we can get it sorted out, you know, by early next week. Richie wants to stay, I want him to stay. So hopefully we can get the deal done.
If you are competing with the likes of Queen's Park Rangers, does that worry you?
I can't let that affect me because, you know, as far as I'm concerned and what I do know is that the QPR thing's only a rumour at the minute. And, you know, Richie's an honest lad, I'm sure he would have told me this morning.
On to other deals. Federico Makeda obviously has gone back to Manchester United. Is he in this stage now then where they're going to assess him and you just have to play the waiting game?
Yeah, that was always going to be, you know, we spoke to United early December and the majority of, if not all of their own players, loan players were going back to get assessed. And then hopefully we can get them back after that, you know, but there's a lot of other things that can happen before then.
How long can you wait?
Not very, because we need to get players in soon. You know, we'll get Theo Robinson, who's now out for 6 to 8 weeks. He needs an operation in his knee. So we need to get strikers in quick.
And I suppose, I know you brought on Billy Painter this afternoon, but when you look at your bench, you want to be able to have striking options, don't you? And going into today, you didn't really have that many options up front.
We didn't, and look, but Billy, he's only trained 20 minutes in the last 2 weeks, and that was yesterday. So we are really light on that front at the minute. You know, Brownie's felt the effects of his injury, so we had to take him off today. So look, it doesn't take a rocket science to work out where we need to strengthen.
Abdoulaye Maite, is he another player you'll be going back in for?
We've arranged a game early next week where we can get hopefully a few of the injured lads some minutes in it and get Big Abdou a game as well.
What about other loans in? Do you have to maybe move some players out of this club before you can bring them in?
Yeah, possibly. You know, and I know that the books have to be balanced. They have said that I can strengthen, but at the same time, you know, and I know myself that you have to get players out before you can get players in.
So you have to look at players out before you can really think about finishing deals, at least?
Not necessarily. But, you know, if we can get the players in that we want to get in, then one or two might have to move out. There might be more after today's performance.
Is there any interest in your players at the moment?
We've had a few phone calls for about three or four of them, but that's as far as it's went.
And finally on Theo Robinson, so he's missing for 6 to 8 weeks, which just, I suppose, cranks up the pressure on bringing a striker in.
Yeah, it does. It does, and, you know, Brownies will work all day long, but one thing we're missing is a goal scorer.